Hello. When are you coming to see us again? The segment you saw here will be soon complete. It goes to Academy and returns many times. Nora never will say, but I feel it will go out soon. We hope you will like it. Stella. She still has the iBook, but never uses it for mail. She keeps it under the hotel bed, along with the Louis Vuitton attaché, which, though she'd never buy or carry one, now causes her no discomfort at all. Nor had a section full of Tommy in Galleries Lafayette the week before, and even the Michelin man now registers as neutral. She wonders whether this change, whatever it is, will affect her ability to know whether or not a given trademark will work, but there's no way to test that, short of going back to work, which she's in no hurry to do. Peter says they're on vacation, and he himself hasn't had one, he says, for years. Various recording labels and groups have tried to reach him here, but he simply ignores them. He loves Paris, and says he hasn't been here since he was someone else, and very stupid. She doubts that he was ever very stupid. She goes alone to an internet cafe every other day and checks the new Hotmail account she's acquired, with her new email address, a .uk one that Wojtek arranged. She wonders about Big End and Volkov, and whether Big End could somehow have known from the start that the makers, really, were Volkov's nieces. But she always comes back to Wynne's dictum of there needing always to be room left for coincidence. She'd gone with Peter to visit Stella and Nora in the squad in Moscow, and then on to the dig, where Damien's chute had been winding down, and where she'd found herself, out of some need she hadn't understood, down in one of the trenches, furiously shoveling gray muck and bones, her face streaked with tears. Neither Peter nor Damien had asked her why, but she thinks now that if they had, she might have told them she was weeping for her century, though whether the one past or the one present, she doesn't know. And now it's late, close to the wolfing hour of soul lack. But she knows, lying curled here behind him, in the darkness of this small room, with the somehow liquid background sounds of Paris, that hers has returned, at least for the meantime, reeled entirely in on its silver thread and warmly socketed. She kisses his sleeping back and falls asleep. This concludes Pattern Recognition by William Gibson. Please visit our website, www.tantor.com, for our growing library of inspiring unabridged audiobooks by renowned authors. We also welcome you to sample all our titles, listen to author biographies, and take advantage of special offers at www.tantor.com. Or call toll-free 877-7-TANTOR to request a catalog.